This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys, but for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now, 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
A big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball fire, make you look like a fool.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been around for years. We have experience to put on your case, your injury case. We're injury attorneys, as you know. You can call us right here in the studio at 303-713-8255. Even though we're injury attorneys in our day lives, this show is for you on any legal subject. And you know, we cover car accidents 101 each week. Today we're on part 28. We missed part 28. We went to part 30, my fault. Anyway, we're doing part 28 today. And remember, car accidents 101, it means, says car accidents, but it means any injury from any source, any trauma. It could be a premises liability. It could be a bicycle accident. The same principles we're teaching you apply. So don't get confused. Well, that only applies to cars. No, it applies to premises liability. It applies to hit and runs. It applies to other traumas. It applies to motorcycle accidents. It applies to big rig, 18-wheeler truck accidents, which we have preached time and time again, are a special breed of accident, a special breed of claim. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have experience. At Bell and Pollock, we have experience. You can put our experience to work for you on any injury claim. That's what we do. And if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, Car Accidents 101 is right there. You can listen to all the parts. Listen, we're educating you. We're teaching you. We're teaching you what the insurance company won't teach you. We're teaching you how to protect yourself. Information is empowering. That's what we do. We educate and advocate. And you know, every weekend on different venues in the state of Colorado, different radio stations, we do our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show, where we go into detail on different subjects. And today on KOA, 8:50 a.m., 10 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about the value of you. The value of you. What does that mean? What is the value of you? And we might, we're going to do part of that on this show, not today, but we're going to be coming up. We're going to do part of that. But what is the value of you? How does the insurance company determine what the value of you is? How do they determine how much money they're going to pay you or not pay you, or they don't want to pay you? How are they going to do this? And so the value of you is a very important show. It's today, KOA, 8:50 a.m., 10 to 11, all for you, Champions of the People and championsofthepeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Okay, today we're talking about part 28. We're talking about hit and run. You know, we've written a book. We've written 10 injury books that are on our website at championsofthepeople.com. They're free. You can download an e-copy of our books anytime for free, or if you want a hard copy, just call us. Now, we wrote a book on hit and run, and it has certain things in the book, a lot of things. But what we want to cover with you today is you're in a hit and run accident. I hope you never are, but you are. Let's say you are. You know somebody that is. You don't just sit there and wait for something to happen. Brad, you have to take affirmative action. You have to, in essence, prosecute the claim, and then we're going to go over some myths later.
Well, yeah, that's right. You do have to take action. You can't just sit and do nothing. You have to document that you've been in this hit and run accident, that you've been in a hit and run crash. But the first action you have to take is, once again, something we talk about quite often is get your insurance in order, get your protection in order before the hit and run ever happens. It's funny because if I'm not a betting man, I like to go to Vegas, but there are shows and good times in Vegas, and the tables are kind of fun to throw the dice at. But the bottom line is that you're taking the biggest gamble you can take when you get out on the road and when you're out driving. And you're taking gambles of all sorts of kinds. What age are the drivers that are out there driving? What experience are they? What are they doing while they're in the car? What music are they listening to that's diverted their attention? What radio shows are they listening to that's diverted their attention? What are they eating? What are they drinking? What have they eaten and drinking? What's their mental state of mind? Are they thinking about what they're going to be doing as they're going to the next appointment, or as they left their appointment, or they thinking about their child's football game or baseball game? Or there's a million things that are going out on the road, and you take a gamble every time you go out that you're going to be in a crash. As a matter of fact, that when you stop to think about all the stuff that goes on the roads, you wonder why there aren't more that occur, more crashes that occur than do occur. And when you're going out there, the chances are you get in a crash, you're going to get hurt. Vehicles are going, even vehicles going 20 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. These are big objects that are rolling around at 10 miles an hour that are smashing into you and changing your direction, changing your body posture, changing where you are and what's happening to you. Airbags coming off at you and smashing you in the face and jerking your neck and giving you a problem with respect to your physical safety and your physical condition. All these things are happening, and so you're taking a gamble when you're out there. You're taking a gamble all the way. Now, one of the gambles you shouldn't have to take, but you do have to take, is that you may have somebody who is uninsured, or somebody who for some reason decides to run anyway. They cause the crash and they take off. And yeah, they may take off with a dented fender. They may take off with a bumper hanging off the end of their car and dragging along the road. They may take off in a number of different circumstances, but they take off. You're a pedestrian, and you get hit, and the person that hits you just takes off. There's plenty of examples, and I've had plenty of cases where I've dealt with hit and runs. And, you know, people are hurt from these hit and runs, and they have significant injury. And the only protection you have with respect to the hit and run, there's a lot of things you want to do, and we're going to talk about them. But one of the things you got to recognize is that the major protection you have is your own insurance, your own coverage.
Exactly. And we preached it for years, and we're going to preach it again and again until we all get it right, until we're all protected. But if you get our book, it's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. The book is named is Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. I'm looking at a copy of it right now. Look, point your legal compass to true north, right? Point your legal compass to true north. Get protected, but understand what you're doing. Let me just give you an example. I don't usually read things, but in our book, we just gave some examples, some small examples of headlines out of newspapers. You know, Denver, hit and run kills a cyclist, injures a woman. Another one, motorcyclist hit, left on Colfax, driver flees. Another one, family mourns child killed by car. You got to be kidding me, man. Come on. Another one, victim in hit and run was a 24-year-old man, Sunday morning, on and on and on. Another one, vehicle sought after hit and run hurts too. Police in Denver are searching for, on and on and on. It's right there in our book. That's the problem. The problem. So, if it happens, when it happens, the one thing Brad and I want you to understand is that do not fall into myth number one. And these myths are listed on page 29 of our book. Do not fall into myth number one. And myth number one is, I was involved in a hit and run. It wasn't my fault. There's insurance. Surely, the insurance is going to pay. Surely. There's other myths. Just look on page 29 and 30 of our book. The book is free for you. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We'll be right back. Go, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. That song we were talking about all in the studio before we went on the air. And, you know, we were saying if everybody's wrong, then nobody's right. I think I've got that right. Anyway, we were checking it out and talking about that subject. If everybody's wrong, then nobody must be right. And that was back in the 60s, Buffalo Springfield. And then we were kind of kidding around about the song. And we're having a great time, big party down here. Okay, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. This show's for you. Come on, grab your coffee, wake up. We're talking about hit and run. Now, you know, you already know, and we've done it ad nauseum, and we're going to do it till we get it all right. We've said you get the highest UM and UIM that you can afford. UM means uninsured motorist coverage. UIM means underinsured motorist coverage. We've said it. We're going to say it again. We just said it. But where does that fit into the hit-and-run picture? Where does that fit in? Because we want you protected. Well, hello, Brad. If you're a pedestrian going across the street and you get hit by a hit-and-run driver and they could care less about you, they're either stoned or on their phone or who cares what, and then they just take off and you can't locate them. As a pedestrian, does your own car insurance apply for uninsured motorist event because you were a pedestrian and got hit by a car?
Sure should. That's where I'm going to get
exactly
your recovery. That's what I'm doing. That's where I'm going to get you recovery when you come into my office out there, listeners, and you decide you need some help and you want to get protection and you want so going to get some kind of recovery. I'm going after your insurance. Your insurance coverage for your car, for your insurance, for your driving. And, you know, hoping like crazy that you have the policy provisions that are going to let us get coverage for you. They're going to let us get recovery for you. Now, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, it all goes back to the fact of what's been written, what kind of policy has been written. And one of the first things you do when somebody comes in and they want to talk to you about their crash and they want to talk to you about their injuries is you talk to them, you make sure you understand where they're coming from and what their injuries are and what their problems are, and then you get the policy.
Yeah, but Brad, if you're injured and they're a hit and run and they take off, and in a minute we're going to talk about sometimes the police find them. Sometimes they find them, and then what happens? We'll cover that in a minute. But let's say the police can't find them. They're gone. Goodbye. Hello. Here we go. So you make a claim with your own car insurance company, whether you were in a car, whether you were a pedestrian. Ladies and gentlemen, you've never, ever listened to Brad Pollock or Gary Bell ever say anything, and whatever it was, you didn't listen. Listen to this. You have a hit and run? Do not assume you don't have to call the police. You must call the police. You must call the police. Why, Brad? Because when you report the hit and run and your injuries to your insurance company, the first question they're going to ask you is, well, do you have a police report? And if you don't, they're going to start seizing on the fact that maybe you can't prove there was a hit and run. Maybe you can't prove it. And you can't prove it, we're not going to pay. And if you're sitting there thinking they wouldn't do that, if you're sitting there thinking that, then come to my office next week. We'll have a chat.
What? One of the top things you need to do immediately is call 911. It's if you've been in a crash, if your car's damaged, if someone is injured, for sure, You call 911. You tell them you got to get the police out there. Even if they say, well, there's nobody out there, do a counter report. You verify that you talk to the police. You verify what happened. You get the information you can. And then with regard to your car, take some photos right away at the scene. You may say, well, I'm the only one there. Everybody else is gone. They ran into the back of me and then took off, and everybody's going around me trying to figure out what's going on. I'm stuck out here blocking a lane of traffic. Take photos. Grab your phone. Go take photos. Take photos of where you were hit. Take photos of the street. Most of the time, it's not 100% of the time, but most of the time, if you, for instance, get rear-ended by somebody and then they back up and they take off. Now, one of the things you're going to have is you're going to have debris on the street. It's going to be some kind of debris. Maybe it's going to crack your rear lights, or it's going to mess up your bumper. You take photos right away. But a lot of debris can fall off your bumper, can fall off, or broken glass goes onto the street. Take those photos, because now you've got a new element you have to prove. You have to prove that you got hit by somebody. You know, that you didn't back your car into a wall, you didn't back your car into a post, and no, somebody hit you. And there's ways to help you figure that out. But if you're not taking photos right there, and if you're hurt, ask somebody to take them for you while you transport yourself to the emergency room.
We always say, take care of yourself first, medically, etc. We always say that. That's a given. But then document the scene. Document it. You know, and it's kind of amazing to me. So when I see an accident, I always wait as a witness because I would like somebody to do that for me. But it's amazing to me that people just, I mean, you're kind of in my, people just treat you like you're in the way. Can you get out of the way? I got to get to work. I got to get over here. And they don't stop. They don't help. But so take your phone out and get pictures and be ready to document it. Call the police, make a police report. And if the police say we're not going to come, then make an online report. There's a statute about that. Make a report and call the police, because that triggers, you see, the insurance company is sitting there maybe trying to figure out a way to not pay you. Maybe your story to them seems a little suspicious. Maybe they don't want to pay. And if you don't have a police report and you can't prove there was a hit and run, then you're not going to be able to trigger the UM, that means uninsured motorist, event coverage, because a hit and run, Brad, is an uninsured motorist event.
That's exactly right. The person you have that ran into you, the person who caused the crash, is basically somebody who, for all practical purposes, it has got to be considered to be somebody who has no insurance. Normally what happens is the insurance for the responsible party, the party who caused the crash, is first up to pay for
your injury,
the damages, injuries, and losses that you have. And that's their job. That's what everybody's paid insurance for. That's what we have laws for, is to make sure there's insurance for that kind of protection. It's nothing that's bad. It's nothing that is a penalty. We all get insurance for it. We were required to get insurance for it, and we all get insurance in varying degrees. The bottom line is that when the person takes off and you can't find them, and you don't know, and you can't make contact with them, and they're not there taking responsibility for what they've done, hopefully you've got the underinsured motorist coverage and the uninsured, in this case it's underinsured motorist coverage, to take care of it.
Right, exactly. So when you're sitting down to fill out that insurance application online or in person or agent's office or whatever, and that little block gets checked, how much coverage do you want? UM, UIM, how much coverage do you want? $25,000, you're injured, and now you come to us, and now you say it was a hit and run, so there is no insurance on the other side. There is no insurance, so it's an uninsured motorist event. So we go to your policy, and we say, what are your policy limits for UM? And you say, well, only about $25,000, the minimum. But I've got to have 3 surgeries, and they're going to cost over $100,000. Well, you still have the chance right now. You still have the chance. You can change your coverage. You can check the block. And I can't tell you exactly what to get. Get the highest you can afford. Check the block, $500,000. Check the block, $750,000, $250,000, $300,000. You know, I've told you before, I've said on the air so many times, if anybody wanted my own deck sheet for my own personal car policy, I'll give it to you. Period. But I asked my insurance company, which is USAA, what's the highest uninsured motorist you sell? They said $1 million. I'll take it. I took it. And it wasn't that much more expensive. You know, and as Brad said many times on the show, we don't sell insurance at Bell and Pollock. We just see the tragedy when somebody walks in our office on a hit and run, other injuries. We see the tragedies when, yes, you were injured. Yes, the at-fault party's at fault. Yes, they're grossly at fault. They ought to be sued. They ought to pay. Their insurance company ought to pay. And then there's no insurance. And then we default to your policy, and there's not enough to cover you. I mean, it's heartbreaking. So listen to us right now, today, right now. Okay? You can do it. But now we're talking about prosecuting your claim. So now let's take a little, Brad, let's take a little quiz before we have a break. If you are a pedestrian, let's say your mom and dad with your stroller and your baby, for crying out loud, and you're walking across the street and you're hit by a, you know, hit and run drunk driver that take off. Is that your pedestrians? You're not in a car. Is that covered by your own UMUN coverage?
That's what I've said. That's where you're going to go. That's
bingo,
where green, the coverage is.
Green light. Okay, another one. If you're in your car, you're going through an intersection, and another car hits you, and there's no film or there's no, can't find them, and they take off. Is that covered by?
Once again, yes. That's going to be covered.
Green light. Another one, Brad. Summertime. Everybody's riding their bicycle. You're riding your bicycle. It's a great day. You're coming across this intersection. Car runs a red light. Boom, hits you. And then they get the heck out of there. They flee the scene. Nobody can find them. You're on your bicycle now.
That's where you want to go for coverage.
Your car insurance policy. You go there, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, motorcycle. You're on your motorcycle. Somebody runs you off the road. You go flying off in a ditch. And they take off.
Now, you're probably going to want to, you should have coverage because you got motorcycle coverage. Yes, you're going to get coverage.
There's a special endorsement, so you got to check motorcycles.
Right. I'm going to say that's something, if you ride a motorcycle, you've got to get your special coverage. You've got to check that box that says you're getting it for your motorcycle coverage.
UMUIM coverage. If there's any questions, you ask us. If there's any question, you call your insurance company. There should be no questions today. There should be no questions. You go right now. You know, husband and wife, you hold each other's hands for the first time in 5 years. Go over to the phone and call your insurance agent and increase your UMUIM coverage, and you'll feel better. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and we got years of experience doing this. We educate and advocate. We want you and your family to be protected. We'll be right back. Go fasten your seatbelt, grab your legal coffee and your legal bagel. We're talking law here. This is a law talk show, not a political show. How refreshing is that? We don't talk politics here. We talk law. We educate and advocate, and we want you to be protected. We are injury attorneys. The best protection you can have in the first instance is listen to us about your insurance coverages and to get them taken care of. Do it. Okay, we preach it. And today we're talking about how to file and prosecute a hit-and-run claim. And we're talking about the myths, and we don't want you to fall into these traps. So just a little brief reminder before we get to Caitlin's is the fact that you must call the police. I don't care what you do else in life. On a hit-and-run, you must call the police. Somebody's got to call the police. There has to be a police record. There has to be a record of the call, or your insurance company's not going to go with you. I mean, they're going to fight it. They're going to suspect it. You're going to be suspicious, and you don't want that to happen. And we're going to teach you some more on this show today. Now, Eric's not over at Caitlin's today, so we're going to talk about Caitlin's. But I want to say, in the years that I've been going to Caitlin's, the food is incredible. And you know that when I go to Caitlin's, I always kid Eric, but it's true. It's really true. I just make up what I want, what I feel like. And my friends that I go to dinner with over the years, I think I drive them half nuts or 100% nuts because I don't really order from the menu. I order this, I order that. I want this tonight, that tonight. And, you know, most restaurants are very accommodating, and Caitlin's is. And they have the homemade, scratch-made beans. I mean, they're really, really good. They have these, and we've bragged about them, these homemade pancakes. They're thick, they're creamy, they're delicious, and you can get them in bulk. You can go down there and order them right there. They have the thick sliced bacon. They have the homemade red chili sauce, the homemade green chili sauce. So, Brad, it's a plethora and a full menu of all kinds of dishes. And I think the other thing that's impressive is they serve lunch at 9 o'clock in the morning if you want it, and breakfast at noon if you want it.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you want to go down to 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, you take Colorado Boulevard to Mississippi, and you want to go one block east then, and on the as you're traveling east on Mississippi over Colorado Boulevard, or from Colorado Boulevard, you're going to look off to your left. You're going to see the Glendale Shopping Center, and there's Caitlin's right there. And you want to go in. Now, you know, Father's Day is tomorrow, folks, and you can stop at Caitlin's and get a burger and a beer. You can sit out on their deck. It's going to be warm out, but they've got the nice umbrellas.
Oh, the deck's going to be great.
So you're going to be able to go out and sit underneath a nice umbrella and enjoy the outside. They got a deck that probably holds 30 people or so, so there's plenty of seating. You want to get there. You want to be able to enjoy it. And if you're inside, it's a nice atmosphere. It looks great inside. It's wonderful service. And it's a good place to take Dad for Father's Day for breakfast and get yourself a nice little experience with the family as you're out there. You want to call them, 303-798-6600. While you're out there or while you're calling, put in your order. They'll do to-go orders for you. They'll have them delivered to your house. Yeah, and if you decide, well, I just want to pull up and have them bring it out to me, they'll bring it out to you. They'll take care of everything. They're there to serve you and to take care of you and to give you the best dining experience and a great breakfast.
I tell you what I love doing is, you know, we got an office in Steamboat Springs, and we do cases out of the city of Denver. And when I'm heading out, I like to go drop by Caitlin's, get a handheld burrito, hit the road, and here we go. And it's really good. So there's a variety of ways to contact them. Brad just told you how to do it. So I'd get over there, and tomorrow is Father's Day, and that's going to be a big day, but it's also a nice, warm day. Sit out on the deck. So you go give Caitlin's a try. Today we're talking about hit and run. We're talking about how you prosecute a claim. So you call the police. We've got that established. Now, what do? You report this to the insurance company, your insurance company, because there's nowhere else to go, right? There's no other insurance company. He said, why don't you get the at fault? Because you can't find them. They're gone. They took off. Adios. They could have cared less about you, your family, the loved ones, your loved ones at home. They will care less about you laying on the concrete, on the pavement, on the street, much less about your people at home. So if you protect yourself with the coverage. Now, you're going to file a claim against your own car insurance company, the UM part of the claim. They understand it. This is not new to them. They don't say, well, hey, gee, we never understood that. We didn't know that. They have departments ready to accept these claims. And then you're kicking off, Brad, let's make sure everybody's eyes are clear. You're kicking off a relationship that's sort of weird legally because this is your own insurance company and you owe them certain duties and they owe you certain duties and obligations. So it's not like you're dealing with the at-fault insurance person, at-fault insurance company to begin with, because they're not your friend and you don't owe them any duties, but you have your own insurance company and you owe them duties. So, but you prosecute the claim, Brad, by doing the same thing. You get your records, medical records together, and then you start prosecuting the claim. I think the one thing people don't understand is that these people are this insurance company, your own insurance company is going to turn into your adversary.
Well, that's exactly right. Your insurance company is not your friend. You think they are your friend, and sometimes the adjusters will talk to you like they're your friend, but they're not your friend. The adjuster is working for the insurance company, and the adjuster's job is to try to resolve your claim for as little money as possible. Now, the adjuster's job is trying to get information that can be used against you, as much as, yes, they also have a job of trying to get information to be able to resolve the claim, and that's what they're going to tell you, and they tell you that we need this basic information. But their job is to try and find ways to put you into a corner or to put you into a situation where if they wanted to, they could try to deny the whole claim. And they try and do that. Now, you know, we've talked about some of the things you do in the hit and runs. So let's just get something out very quickly is do not try and follow the driver who hit you. Don't go after him.
No.
If you can get the license plate number right there, get it. If you can get photos, get it. If you can get the make and model and color of the car, get it. If you get the description of the damage to their vehicle, and if you could get photos of that, get it. And identify which direction they took off in, and if anybody else is there to help you, get the information, because there are people who can witness for you and for the adjuster that you were in fact hit. Make sure you document the location, the date, the time, and the cause of the accident, what happened. But once you're dealing with the insurance company, this is not one where they're trying to help you. They're going to talk to you. They might give you some information, but they are not trying to help you maximize your claim, because their job is to give you as little as possible.
You know, their job is to minimize your claim. So the more that you realize that, and you know, we can take all this burden off of you. We do this all the time. We can help you through every one of these steps. Bell and Pollock, you just call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Now, so you prosecute the claim basically in the same way that you did with an at fault. But first you must prove there's an accident. We covered that. You call the police. You prove there was an accident. And you might be sitting there thinking, Gary, Brad, have you lost your minds? I mean, of course there was an accident. Well, you got to prove it. And by proving it, if you have a police report, wow, that's good. Then, now, you get your medical records, just like we do in a normal claim, and you're going to submit them to your own insurance company. And you're going to make a claim for lost wages. You're going to make a claim for your injuries. And then you're going to have experienced, educated eyes, our eyes, on your medical records to see what's important, how we're going to present this claim, how you're going to do this to the insurance company. Remembering that eventually, as Brad just said, they're going to try to minimize the payout. Therefore, when they try to minimize the payout, they become your adversary.
They do become your adversary. And that's what they're doing is trying to deal with it. So get your attorney involved and get yourself in. We'd love to be your attorneys in that kind of situation. We want to report to the insurance company as soon as possible. It's not like it has to be done that same day or that same night, but as soon as possible, the accident claim and what's happened. You want to make an accident report. If they don't come out, if the police don't come out, you want to make an accident report. Timely, and then get yourself in a position where you can recover for the damage to your vehicle. Some of that damage is going to be going down to a repair shop and getting your car repaired and getting some information taken care of there. If the airbags have deployed, it's getting your car probably towed at that point, because you probably aren't going to be able to drive your car. Then you're going to have to deal with the airbag. The airbag deployment has probably been smashed into your face or into your head. So now you've got some injury. You've got some probably some whiplash injury. You're going to have some vertebrae injuries. You're going to have some disc injury. You're going to have some stuff that's got to be addressed as far as what's happened to your body and what's happened to you. You're going to have to make up for whatever you lost as far as where you were going and address that issue as far as what's happened. These are all things that are happening while you're worried as to whether or not your insurance company is even going to accept responsibility for an accident that they may claim you weren't in, or they may claim that you're the cause of it. And so you want to make sure you talk to someone. The first place you talk when it comes to your personal injury should not be the adjuster. It should be to the lawyer.
Should be, and you should go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, where we have information on what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster on the first phone call. Okay, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're talking about hit and run today. We're talking about how do you file a hit and run claim? What do you do? What's important? What are the relationships between you and your own insurance company when you're filing this hit and run UM uninsured motorist claim? Right? It's all for your protection and your family. Have you increased your limits yet online? You still have time before the end of the show. I'm going to ask you again, I think. Have you increased your limits? Bell and Pollock, your injury attorneys with old-fashioned values and years of experience for you. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind, right? You know what? I was thinking about writing an attorney ad, a new ad. We talk about it all the time. One of my favorite ones, though, is, you know, if somebody said to you, and we already cut this out, I think you heard it during the show, if somebody said to you that, you know, we're going to take your freedom away today, we're going to take it away from you today, your freedom, you would be in fighting mode. You know, first of all, you serious? You serious? Yeah, we're going to take away your freedom. And Brad and I were sitting around our law firm thinking, what would be a really good communicative ad with a powerful message that really resonates? So we did it. And if we told you, and this is the ad, if we told you that somebody was going to take away your freedom, you'd go into fighting mode. Nobody's going to take away my freedom. But when you're injured in a car accident, somebody just took away your freedom. What do you mean, Gary, Brad? What do you mean? They took away your freedom of living. They took away your freedom of choice. Maybe you like to play golf. Maybe you like to hunt. Maybe you like to ride road bikes. Maybe you like to ride your motorcycle. You know, maybe you like to shoot pool. And you can't. And you don't have the freedom of choice anymore. And somebody just took your freedom away from you. It's exactly what they did. And then you get various levels and degrees of that, such as I took your freedom away because I was speeding and I didn't give a damn. I took your freedom away because I was drunk and hit you. I took your freedom away because I was doing drugs and driving my car. Boom. They took your freedom away. Now you're ready to fight? Now you're ready to listen? And so that was kind of the gravamen of that that commercial. I don't even know how I got off on that, but we did. I did. Sorry. Anyway, so back to hit and run. I want to do one thing, Brad, right out of our book on page 29. I don't normally quote things, but page 29, we talk about myths about hit and run accidents. Myths. I want you to listen to these. Do not fall for these myths. So number 3 says the myth is, since the other driver cannot be found nor identified, my own car insurance is going to bend over backwards to help me. That's a myth.
Oh, no, they're not going to do that.
No. So, you can't assume. Number 4 we have in our book, I don't have to have UM uninsured motorist coverage for a hit and run since I'm the victim.
Well, you're going to be a victim twice if you don't have the coverage.
Hey, we got a book on that. Don't get hurt in the same accident twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. And the last one I'm going to read to you, and listen to this one. And by now, you should get a little chuckle on your face about this one. Here's the myth. Number 5. Even though I have the statutory minimum of $25,000 UM coverage, if my damages, injuries, and losses exceed the $25,000, well, my insurance company will go ahead and pay above the limit. They're just going to go ahead. You bought $25,000. You paid a premium for $25,000. But since I'm the victim, surely they're just going to pay more.
Look.
What do you think, Mr. Pollock? Mr. Brad Pollock, my law partner of yours, what do you think?
I have spent a lifetime trying to get insurance companies to pay within the minimum. There's no way they're going to ever pay outside of it. There's not one dime. You can present, and I recently did, you can present a case to the insurance company where it's clear they should be paying, where it's clear that the damages far exceed the amount of insurance that was written. far exceeded. I mean, it's just a drop in the bucket to try and help the poor person who got hurt in that crash. And I promise you, when the insurance company looks at it, and they did, and their response was, we'll pay you the policy limits. They're not going to pay above it.
No.
Period.
You know, we put that in the book, and it's free on our website, but it just dawned on me. I mean, hello, Gary. It just dawned on me. I've never, all our years of experience, had an insurance company voluntarily pay more than the policy limits. Now, that being said, Brad and I have made them do that before. We've made them pay more than the policy limits, which is a whole other show, a very complicated legal situation, but never have they ever voluntarily paid more than the policy limits.
That's exactly right. They don't do it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pollack. You were involved in a hit and run. You only bought $25,000 of UM coverage, and we know you're injured more than that. We know you're the victim, so we're just going to go ahead and pay you more.
No, that doesn't happen.
No.
They don't do that. They say, well, maybe you can get your friends to help you. Maybe you can get your relatives to pay you some money. Maybe you can get your church to give you some money.
Or create a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, maybe you can get a GoFundMe account to get some money. You know? And they alleviate their conscience, but they say, look, ours is strictly, ours is strictly a contract relationship.
And your contract said this.
This is what you, and you know, they justify it by saying that's what you purchased.
Right.
That's what you did. And that's why we talked to you many, many times about paying attention to what you purchase. Pay attention to what is available, what you purchase, how you spend your money, and where you spend your money, and what you spend your money on. Because it's so tempted when that insurance bill comes, and you're looking at thousands of dollars that they want or hundreds of dollars that they want. And in the insurance bill, it's so tempted to look and say, well, if I just took a little less. You know, and you do it with your car insurance, you do it with your house insurance, you do it with all your insurance. You look and you say, if I just took a little less. But when it comes time for the claim, I promise you, they're only going to pay what that document calls for.
Right, and they're going to fight to pay that.
Right.
I mean, they don't want to pay that. Okay, so we've been talking to you and educating you today on hit and run. You don't fall into these traps. You don't fall for these myths. Okay, you can call us anytime. We can walk you through. We can help you do these things. That's what we do. It's exactly how we do it. And keep in mind that most of these people that hit you and take off, they do it for ugly reasons. They're drunk. They're stoned. They don't have a driver's license. They could care less. There's a good one. They could care less. They don't want to be arrested by the police. They've got a record. They don't want the police to find them.
All this starts with calling us. You got to call us. 303-795-5900. You got to call us so we can get on the claim as soon as possible.
Exactly. Call Bell and Pollack. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's what we do. It's the only thing we've ever done for years. Help people, help families. That's why we are known as Champions of the People. That's why our website is known as championsofthepeople.com. That's why we publish all our material, go through our radio shows, go through our podcasts, so you'll be educated. And we do this because we are the champions of the people. We'll see you next week.